And Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we praise you and thank you for this gathering, for the saints among us, for the saints who we have in our thoughts and prayers this day. Now, as we break open your word by preaching and reading and living in your word, help us to slow down a minute, to calm down, to be still and know that you are God. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. A couple weeks ago in our newsletter, in my little blog in the newsletter, I quoted Leviticus 19:14. Do you all remember it? Oh yeah, Leviticus comes right to the tip of your tongue all the time, doesn't it? Leviticus 19:14 has become one of my favorite verses of scripture since I heard it preached by the great Fred Craddock. It's very simple. You shall not curse a deaf person. For I am the Lord your God. Now, I'm rude and crass. If a deaf person is annoying me, why not curse them? They can't hear it. If they're annoying me, they're gonna, you know, I can say it. Why not? Listen to the verse again. You shall not curse a deaf person, for I am the Lord your God. We honor God by honoring each other. We glorify God and enjoy Him forever by honoring God and each other. We claim who we are as Christians by how we are trying to act, and how we are trying to act is godly. That's why you do not curse a deaf person, for the Lord God is our God. And that's the same reason we follow the commandment in Leviticus 26:2. Nobody has that one. Right off the top, I'm telling you, Leviticus 26:2, the Lord God says to the people of God, "You shall keep my Sabbath, for I am the Lord your God." The Lord God gave us Sabbath, a holy stoppage. The Lord God says in Exodus 20, "Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. You shall not do any work." But I'm too busy. I'm too busy. If I don't get things done now, they're not going to get done. I don't have time to stop. If I don't do it on Sunday, when? And I don't need no stinking rest. I love what I do. I love going 100 miles an hour. And if I stop, I fall behind. And if I stop, I go backwards, and I will not go backwards. I'm actually quoting myself. Since moving to Colorado Springs and into my ministry here as your pastor, I have said and truly meant each one of the things I just said. At some time or other, I heard myself saying it. And I would happily work every day. I really would. My hobbies are my family and my work. It's what I do. If it were up to me, I would just keep going and going and going. My wife already calls me that little Energizer bunny guy. I just like to go. I love doing what I do. But just as cursing a deaf person isn't all about me, keeping the Sabbath holy isn't all about me either. Leviticus 26:2 says it clearly. You shall keep my Sabbaths, says the Lord, for I am the Lord your God. As the people of God, we honor God by giving a day over to rest. We honor God by giving our focus to the Lord God who made heaven and earth. To obey God means to stop and worship. Keep God's Sabbath. We keep God's Sabbath because it acknowledges that we belong not to ourselves, but to our God. We remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. Remember the Sabbath and keep it holy is a commandment. It's not like the pirate code in Pirates of the Caribbean. It's merely a guideline. Remember the Sabbath. Thank you, Brooke. Remember the Sabbath. To obey and honor God is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. Seriously, it is also one of my greatest personal challenges. Let me tell you about my week. I had 21 meetings or gatherings on my calendar, a dozen or so visits with folks from all around the church, and it begins with the chat, and all of a sudden it gets real intense. You've been in those kind of conversations. I had a big presentation to put together and to make to the executive committee. I literally had dozens of emails to read and go through and respond to. And I even helped sort library books this week. And loving it. I had the greatest week ever. I had the best week ever. I enjoyed myself to no end. But when Saturday morning came, I still had no sermon. I didn't have time to write a sermon. So here's my plan. Hit nuts and bolts real quick. Kate went over to Mount St. Francis for the women's retreat. I snuck in my sermon notebook. And I sat down, opened up my sermon notebook, and I was going to pretend to take notes. Have you ever done that? Pretend to take notes, but you're really not listening at all. And then it hit me. I'm at a retreat, which the main theme is, be still and know that I am God. I'm getting there, Brooke. I'm getting there. It's about going to the beach. It's about rest. It's about taking your time. And I'm writing a sermon about what? The Sabbath. So shamefacedly, without really hoping no one really noticed, I took my sermon notebook, I put it in my backpack, I zipped up my backpack and put it all the way in the back. Because temptation is still there. It's always tempting. Temptation is around us. As one of my table mates said so eloquently yesterday, if we are not going to find God if we keep going and going and going. The retreat went like a flash. Holy listening, rest, making new friends, praying, laughing, laughing some more, and eating. For those not on the planning team, there was no doing, no expectations, no worry about productivity. We just steeped in the Lord our God. If I keep working, if I keep planning, there is no room for God or God's plans. I'm thick. I'm telling you how thick I am. 3 weeks, my personal devotion, my plan for the next season of our church life has been immersed in Sabbath and Jubilee. Sabbath, a holy rest. Jubilee, a holy stoppage and forgiveness and coming back. Making room for God in our lives. Making room for God in our plans. Yet when push came to shove, I tried to keep working when Sabbath rest was screaming at me. In our retreat, we were reminded that Abraham and Sarah kept working their plans and found it nearly impossible to wait for the Lord God. In fact, they tried to scuttle, circumvent the whole Christian-Jewish thing before it even got started. And we look at some more heroes of our Bible and we find that except for Jesus, they were as imperfect as we are, yet they had the sense to figure out to stop sometimes and simply listen to God. Moses went to the holy ground of Mount Sinai. Elijah, while running for his life from Jezebel, stopped a moment at the mouth of the cave and heard the still voice of God. And then we have Ezekiel, who went out to the desert of the dry bones. David sequestered himself and prayed to the Lord God when his oldest son, born of Bathsheba, was so desperately ill. Queen Esther, Queen Esther sat in the palace and waited for a time such as this. And then, of course, our Lord Jesus Christ himself. Mark 1, in the morning, while it was still very dark, he got up and went out to a deserted place, and there he prayed. And then after a long day of ministering, remember the story starts at the feeding of the 5,000. It was a long day. People are hungry. Long day. But after he fed the crowd and dismissed them, immediately he made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. And after he had dismissed the crowd, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was up there alone. When I think about how much I have to do, how busy I am, I have to stop and take a humility pill. Could I be any busier or more important than the Son of God? The servant is not greater than the master. If Jesus took time away to be in the Father's presence, to take Sabbath rest, to take holy rest in God and in prayer, how can I not do so? How could you not do so? Yet I have a hard time to be still and know that God is God. My mindset all too often defaults to the following quotation. If I'm not doing, if I'm not busy, then I'm idle. And I believe my own lie, that if I'm not going forward, I'm going backwards, and idleness is a sin. Idle hands are the devil's workshop. It's biblical. It's right there, Proverbs. Look it up, Proverbs 16, 27. But it takes a different definition of Sabbath, the true definition of Sabbath. For stillness and stoppage in the Lord, stillness and stoppage in the Lord is not idleness. It's following the Lord's command to stop and rest and give homage, glorify God, and enjoy Him forever. Sabbath is not outcome-oriented. Boy, that's hard not to be outcome-oriented. But that's not Sabbath at all. Sabbath is God's mindset, entering into the mind and action and being of God. Back to creation. Genesis chapter 2, verse 1. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and in their multitude. And on the seventh day, God finished the work that he had done. And so he rested on the seventh day from all the work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and hallowed it, because on it God rested from all the work he had done in creation. And then to the new covenant, the book of Hebrews, chapter 4. So then a Sabbath rest still remains for the people of God, the author tells us. For those who enter God's rest also cease from their labors as God did from his. A holy time, a time of rest and renewal is God's time. We are in God's time. God hallowed the rest. God blessed the Sabbath and made it holy. And it is still in force. Here we are. And I look again to a hero for guidance and inspiration. This time it's Abraham Lincoln. Lincoln once said, "Give me 6 hours to chop down a tree, and I will spend 4 sharpening the axe." Now, the legendary Illinois rail splitter had to be thinking of the story of the woodcutter, and it has many incarnations, many tellings, but here's the one that hit me for this morning. There's a wood chopping contest, and there's two competitors. And their contest is to go from the first thing in the morning until sundown. So they start chopping wood. And until noon, it's all pretty even. They're going pretty even. And then right at noon, one of the guys stops, sits down. And the other one looks over and says, "I got him beat now. I'm going to keep working." Well, let him mess around. I'm going to keep working. Well, the one who stopped, he had his lunch, sharpened his axe, took a 15-minute power nap, got up and started working again. And he passed up, the one who kept working and working and working. Then, around 4:30, he stopped again. Sharpened his axe, had some Gatorade, ate a power bar. Now, Lincoln never told you that part of the story about the power bar. He ate a power bar, and then by the time the day was over, the man who had rested and sharpened the axe had cut almost twice as much wood as the other person. Rest, time of renewal, time to sharpen our spiritual tools is of utmost importance. And we need to remember good old Leviticus 26:2. You shall keep the Sabbath, for I am the Lord your God. Now you know chapter 20, verse 4 of Exodus. You know that, but chapter 20, verse 4, I don't know. But you know the fourth commandment. You do know the fourth commandment. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. And you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter, your male or female servant, your livestock or alien resident in your towns. For 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, but rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and consecrated it. As the people of God, we keep Sabbath holy. We follow the Lord God's way of life. We obey God by giving one day over to stop. Everything else, stop. Worship the Lord with gladness. Keep the Lord's Sabbath. Acknowledge that we belong to God. Here we are. Remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. And I beg you, as hard as it is, and I know how hard it is to obey this commandment, to stop, to honor, to obey, to acknowledge that we belong to God, stop. Glorify God and enjoy Him forever. You will find rest. You will find renewal. You will find Jesus Christ. And you will find Christ's plan for you. Slow down. Stop. Dive into the Lord. It's not idleness, but stillness in Jesus. And in this stillness in Jesus, you will find covenant. God's promises for you in your life. We will find covenant. God's promise for us. Amen.